Hey all, it's Becky with Smart Money on YKYZ. So far in this week's episodes, I've discussed the latte factor, whether saving compulsively is worth it, and mindful spending. And most importantly, the science behind happiness as related to our day-to-day purchases. If you've been paying attention to how your purchases make you feel, you've likely noticed some that definitely don't contribute to your happiness. And I'm not talking about just paying the bills. You may have also noticed some that definitely spark joy for you. But what about those purchases that you aren't quite sure about? What to do when your happiness quotient is more expensive than you can afford? Well, you'll have to dig a bit deeper. For the first problem, maybe there's a purchase you make occasionally that doesn't fit into a specific category of happy, not happy. Well, when in doubt, leave it out. Stop making those purchases for about 2 weeks. Make sure you write down what it is at the beginning, and then after some time has passed, check your list. Did you miss anything on the list? And if so, did you adapt, or was it something you really, really wanted? Or maybe you forgot about it once you stopped buying it. Believe it or not, that does happen. It's amazing how many must-haves have gone into my Amazon cart to die a slow and neglected death because I didn't really want them as much as I thought. Rule of thumb, if you don't remember what you so desperately wanted to buy after 72 hours, it probably wasn't important. Next episode, matching happiness to your income.